This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Commerce and Energy will now come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here today. We do have a full room in here. There are going to be some introductions made shortly. A reminder to everybody here, a lot of you are new. If you have a cell phone, if you have a notebook, laptop that makes noise, turn the sound off, please. We don't want any distractions for those that are testifying here today. With that, I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
McCleary.
Here.
Milstead.
Here.
Ms. Gibbons.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Sullivan.
Here.
Wagsness.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
Willardson.
Here.
Zickman.
Here.
Gosch.
Here.
Rounds.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, good morning again, and welcome to everybody that's in the room, and welcome to those that are listening over the Internet. Another reminder, and welcome back. It's good to see my vice chair back today. I'm looking around the room, and somebody's anxious to make a motion concerning the minutes. And Representative McCleary makes a motion to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Carl Perry. Any discussion on the minutes? Seeing none. All those in favor of approval of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Since we have a full room today, we really got to follow decorum in here. If you have anything to pass out to the committee, or you need something picked up from your desk for the legislators or some assistance on something, we've got two pages in the room to assist us with that. Why don't you two come on up to the microphone here, tell us who you are, where you're from, what your plans are after high school.
My name is Thomas Lefebvre. I'm a senior at Yankton. So I enlisted in South Dakota Air National Guard. So following high school, I'll be going to basic training. Then I'll be having the tech school following that and on-the-job training. And then following all of that, planning on going to SDSU for mechanical engineering.
Well, it sounds like a busy career. Thank you.
My name is Sage Arnold, and I'm a senior at Hamlin High School. I'm not sure where I want to attend college, but I plan to study environmental science.
And thank you. This is their final week. I think you got 2 days left after today. These 2 weeks are just flying by, I would imagine. With that, if you are going to testify, please sign in at the back. If you're going to testify on any of the bills today, since we do have a number of people in here, I believe there are some introductions. I'm going to go around the room and start with Representative Willardson. Do you have a personal privilege?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do. I would like to introduce to the committee and have the committee welcome the AP government class from Roosevelt High School in my district, District 11, Sioux Falls. So they're here. If the Roosevelt students would just give us a wave. Many of them are here for the first time. And so they're enjoying their stay at the Capitol. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Willardson, and thank you to the students here today. This is what we call the People's House. We hopefully, we want the people to be involved in the process. And this is the best way to do it, up close and personal here in the committee rooms. I'm going to go around. Representative Weiss, do you have a introduction?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I have the privilege to be shadowed today by Christine Stoltenberg, who is the state treasurer of the Future Business Leaders of America. So, back in the...
I'm going to continue. Does anybody else have a... Representative Perry?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I do have someone with me today, and it's Janelle Dickow, and she's from Alcester. And she's with the group called the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America, or FCCLA for short. And we've been trying to get her around to meet a lot of different people today and make this a great experience for them. They will be leaving. I don't know about the rest of them, but she'll be leaving us before 11 because she's going to go meet the governor.
And thank you, Representative. Representative Zickman, do you have some introductions?
I do not.
You do not? Okay. How about you, Representative Gosh?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I also have a shout-out today. I have CCLA as well from Eureka, South Dakota, home of Coogan, the state dessert, just so everybody knows that. Miss Carissa Schwingler, thank you.
Thank you, and I'm going to keep going around over here. Does anybody have a shout-out? Representative Milstead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sammy Weissman is here with FFA. She's a Tri-Valley graduate, SDSU student in nursing. So welcome.
Thank you. Representative Wagsness.
Yes, I'd like to. Today is Miller Day at the Capitol, and there are several people here from my hometown of Miller, South Dakota. Representative Willitson filled all the chairs, so they're standing in the hallway right now. However, if you happen to see folks from Miller, say hi and welcome them to the Capitol. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further personal privileges? Anybody else have an introduction? Well, I, as the chair, I do have two shadows today. My in-laws got in the old family truckster, and they drove down from Oneida Street here in Pierre, and they're making their annual trek to come visit the Capitol and sit in on a Commerce Committee meeting. Jeannie and Marv Schweigert are here. Thank you for attending today. Any further personal privileges? Seeing none.
Boy, I want to take letters.
The vice chair has made a pledge to be nice today. With that, we are going to move on with today's agenda. First bill on today's agenda is House Bill 1048. This is an act to revise certain requirements for certain advisory committees under the Board of Medical and Osteopathic Examiners, Board of Nursing, and the Board of Social Work Examiners. Chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1048. And just so everybody knows, this was brought to us by the Office of the Governor.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tom Hart. I'm with the Governor's Office, and I testify for and ask for your support on House Bill 1048. 1048 is an act to revise certain requirements for advisory committees that are created under statute that are under the Board of Medical and Osteopathic Examiners, Board of Nursing, and Board of Social Work Examiners. Over this past summer, Governor Noem asked the Department of Labor, the Department of Health, the Department of Social Services, and the Department of Ag to do a full review of their boards and commissions to see if there's ways we can address management and unnecessary barriers to licensure. This is one of the outcomes from that summer study. What we were able to find is that there are 10 statutorily created advisory committees under these boards that, while they don't have the ability to take action, they're not subject to the open meeting laws. And being an open and transparent government is very important to Governor Noem. And so what this bill would do would require these advisory committees to subject themselves to South Dakota Codified Law 125 in regards to posting notices of meetings, agendas, and minutes, and an opportunity for the public or licensees to provide input during the process when the advisory committee meets. So you probably will ask, what does an advisory committee do? And so, like under the Board of Medical Osteopathic Examiners, that board has many subspecialties, and some of those subspecialties are not represented on the board. And so when there's a licensure question, a continuing education question, assistance with administrative rules that affect that specific licensure, they form an advisory committee under that board, or the advisory committee of that profession would do a review and then give a recommendation to the board so then the board can take action. So, again, I ask for your support on 1048, and we'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1048?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Aaron Scheibe. I'm appearing before you representing the South Dakota Academy of Physicians Assistants. The Academy rises in support today of House Bill 1048. The physician's assistants take their role in delivering patient care very seriously. It's certainly a core interest of their profession. Along with that, though, they also take the responsibilities of working in collaboration with the doctors and with the Board of Medicine very seriously as well. And that advisory committee is an important part of that process. They see no reason why it shouldn't be open to the public. They would commend the governor for making this initiative, and there's, in their view, no reason not to support this bill. So with that, I just wanted to say a quick me too, but thank you for your time. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Cheevy. Any other proponents to House Bill 1048? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1048? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I'll open it up to committee questions. Are there any questions of the committee? Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This would be for Mr. Hart, if I could, please. This is completely off the cuff, so I'm hoping that I'm sure you'll have an answer for me. But in the open meeting laws, I know a few years past, there was a law passed that requires public testimony or public comment periods. Would that apply here in this situation as well?
Mr. Chair? Yes. Any requirements for open meetings under 125 that apply to any board and commission that has the authority to take action would apply, also apply to these advisory committees.
Representative Gosch, do I have a follow-up? Any further questions of the committee? Any further questions? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony, open it up to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1048. Representative Milstead.
I do move do pass.
Second. We have a motion, Representative Milstead, do pass on House Bill 1048, seconded by Representative Gosch. Comments on that motion, Representative Milstead. Comments?
I think just out of respect for the public, I mean, open up meetings and open up to their participation is always welcome.
Thank you. Further comments, Representative Gosch.
Yeah, I don't want this one to fly through here without some good comments on behalf of Governor and Mr. Hart. You know, what's happening here is transparency. This was something that was vowed to happen in a campaign promise and is happening right now. I applaud you guys, your department, on finding those areas of opportunity and bringing it to our attention. I think this is a great bill. I'd like to see it on consent, but I don't want to say anything at this moment.
It's too late. And with that, are there any other comments on the do pass motion? Any other comments? Hearing none, the question is do pass on House Bill 1048. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Gibbons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Wangsness.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Willadson.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
We have 13 yeas.
With an affirmative vote of the committee, House Bill 1048 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And I think this is a very important step by the governor's office. I think this needs to be discussed on the floor. I've got somebody on the committee here who hasn't been talking on the floor yet this year. So I'm going to sign this to Representative Gosch to carry to the floor on the debate calendar. Okay, we will move on to our next bill. If you notice, we got a number of Senate bills, and normally in this committee, we don't take Senate bills this early, but House bills are slow coming in, so we're going to take a string of Senate bills. First bill of the Senate bills is Senate Bill 10. This is an act to revise certain provisions regarding cosmetology licensees. This time, the chair will ask for proponent testimony on Senate Bill 10.
Good morning, Chairman Rounds and members of the committee. My name is Kate Boyd. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Cosmetology Commission, and I'm here to speak in support of Senate Bill 10. Senate Bill 10 will allow applicants for cosmetology, nail technology, or aesthetics licenses to apply general coursework credits acquired from other programs or institutions to be applied toward the educational requirements for licensure under this chapter. It makes it easier for someone who has relevant education to obtain a new license and expand their practice by eliminating the requirement that the person retake similar class just because it's not been taken from a cosmetology school. This bill would allow cosmetology schools to attract new students by offering supplemental education programs to individuals who wish to expand their businesses, such as barbers, makeup artists, massage therapists, and possibly some levels of nursing who would like to do some aesthetics practices. In summary, this bill will require the acceptance of education that's similar to the requirements already in place, and secondly, authorize the Cosmetology Commission to set criteria for accepting that education. Thank you for your consideration, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Ms. Boyd. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 10? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 10? Any opponents? Seeing none, I'm going to open up to committee questions. Are there questions of the committee? If you want to come up, Ms. Boyd, I've got a short question. I just want a clarification. I guess my question is going to go on the line of if I decided to go to a technical college and then decided I'm better off doing hair and nails and decide to go to a cosmetology school, some credits at the technical school or whatever I went to for a year would apply towards my cosmetology courses?
Mr. Chairman, yes, provided they were relevant to the education. If you've been taking diesel mechanic courses, those aren't going to transfer. It has to be things like safety and infection control and biology and anatomy, things that are relevant to the practice of cosmetology.
And I'm going to follow up. These items that are relevant, are they going to be promulgated into rule, or is it just a case-by-case?
Mr. Chairman, they'll be promulgated into rule.
Okay, thank you. Representative Sullivan, you have a question.
I do, thank you. excuse me, what is the time frame as far as, so if somebody took classes 10 years ago, would they be able to utilize their biology class credit towards their cosmetology license, or is there a certain time frame in which those classes would have to be taken?
Mr. Chairman, that hasn't been determined yet. One thing would probably, I'm just imagining, it would be if the person was still using those classes in some respect. I mean, they were, say they had had those classes and they became a massage therapist, and they're still utilizing them, as opposed to someone who maybe had a single class 10 years ago but didn't follow through, just dropped out of school, and it because it may not still be relevant with what's being taught at that point.
Representative Sullivan, follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if this is within the rules, then shouldn't that be a part of the rules, a time frame as far as when those classes were taken?
Ms. Boyd, can you address that?
Point well taken. And I will pledge that the commission will address those time frames when they're promulgating rules. Thank you.
Further questions of the committee? Any further questions? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony, open it up to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 10.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Perry.
I would move do pass.
We have a motion from Representative Perry to pass on Senate Bill 10, seconded by Representative Ms. Gibbons. Comments on that motion? Representative Perry?
Actually, this is a good bill, and it's a good concept, and I think it's going to help us. The only thing that would be the concern is, Representative Sullivan mentioned, and they've already committed that they were going to get that under control, so I'd say we're ready to rock and roll with this.
Thank you, Representative Perry. Further discussion on the do pass motion? Real quick, I think this is a good idea, and the question of promulgation of rules, this kind of gives you an idea of why we have so many rules promulgated to different statutes in this state. The courses, the dates, these are all things that have to be discussed by those people that are in the profession. And this would be terrible if we had to make the decisions ourselves up here, because we aren't, except for a couple of us, aren't experts on everything. Thank you. So I'm going to ask you to support the bill. With that, the question is, do pass on Senate Bill 10. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Veal.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Gibbons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Wangsness.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
We have 13 yay.
Have an affirmative vote of the committee. House Bill or Senate Bill 10 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Without any objection, I'm going to move this to consent. Is there any objection to consent? Hearing none, this bill will be placed on the consent calendar with a due pass recommendation. Representative Carl Perry, can you answer questions on this one?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The next bill on our agenda this morning is Senate Bill 12. This is an act to revise certain provisions regarding comedy licensure in the technical professions. Comedy. Thank you. With that, I'll ask for proponent testimony on Senate Bill 12.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Graham Lee. I'm senior staff attorney with the Department of Labor and Regulation, and I serve as legal counsel for the Board of Technical Professions. And I'm here to speak to you this morning on Senate Bill 12. This bill was started by the Board of Technical Professions to clarify when qualifying experience would be considered towards the required number of years to determine a comedy applicant's competency. Comedy is just another term for reciprocity, so someone who's originally licensed in another state. Currently, the law states that qualifying experience is to be based on a standard not lower than that specified in the applicable licensure statute in effect in South Dakota at the time the original license was issued. This results in a candidate with significant qualifying and experience possibly not being licensed in this state due to timing of when the experience was obtained in their home state. This bill also includes style and form language updates recommended by LRC staff. With this change, the board is able to look at additional qualifying experience, and this enhances the portability of licensing for out-of-state applicants. I ask for your support on this bill and stand by for questions.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 12?
Try not to fall down while I'm sitting down. My name is Justin Bell. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Design Professional Coalition. That's a coalition of ACEC and SDES, that'd be engineers, as well as the South Dakota Surveyors Association and the Landscape Architects Chapter of the Great Plains. We just want to rise in support of this legislation. We think that it's a good review of trying to decrease red tape for license portability, but at the same time, it makes sure that there's standards that protect the public. So we strongly support this and would ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 12? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 12? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I'm going to open up the committee questions. Are there any questions of the committee? Representative Milstead.
Either one of you could probably answer the question.
Go ahead and state the question. No.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As far as, just educate me, why would I want this certification? Who actually has this certification? We all work with landscape people.
Mr. Chair. Reintroduce
yourself for the people on the internet.
My name is Graham Wee, Department of Labor and Regulation. The Technical Professions Board regulates professional engineer, landscape architects, land surveyors, and petroleum release remediators and assessors. So those are the people affected by this bill.
Representative Milstead, does that answer your question?
Good enough, yeah.
Further questions of the committee? Representative Sullivan.
Yes,
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It says the board may consider qualifying experience. Why is it may and not shall?
Mr. Chair, the experience under South Dakota law is supervised experience. So while a person may have worked on a project, it may not qualify. When someone submits an application, they detail what type of experience, whether they worked under someone, what kind of supervision that other person supplied.
Representative Sullivan, that answers your question. Further questions of the committee? Any further questions? Hearing none, I will now close public testimony, open it up to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 12. Representative Weiss.
I move to pass.
I have a motion for Representative Weiss on due pass, Senate Bill 12, seconded by Representative Johnson. Comments on that motion?
I think this is a really good way to allow people from other states to move into South Dakota. I was talking earlier with them about, you got somebody who's had 25 years of experience as an engineer. He's been under somebody in his firm for years. Comes into South Dakota, but because he only had 2 years of supervision before he was certified, and we require three, he can't be licensed in South Dakota. I think we need to remove those kind of barriers. So I think this is a good piece of legislation. Thank you.
Further comments on the due pass motion? Any further comments? Seeing none, the question is due pass on Senate Bill 12. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Gibbons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Wagsness.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Gosh.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 13 nay. 13 yay.
With an affirmative vote of the committee, Senate Bill 12 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation without any objection. I'm going to put it on consent calendar. Is there any objection? Hearing none, Representative Weiss will... You did an excellent job describing it there. Any questions, you can handle them, can't you? All right, thank you. Do pass recommendation on the floor, consent calendar. Our next bill up in the calendar today is Senate Bill 13. This is an act to revise certain educational requirements for the practice of barbering. Chair will ask for proponent testimony on Senate Bill 13.
Good morning once again, Chairman Rounds and members of the committee. My name is Kate Boyd, and I am the Executive Director of the South Dakota Board of Barber Examiners, and I'm here to speak in support of Senate Bill 13. Senate Bill 13 is similar to Senate Bill 10. It's the barber version versus the cosmetology version. Senate Bill 13 eliminates the requirement for a person to retake education previously obtained in a different setting, making it easier to obtain a barber license. This bill implements crossover hours to allow cosmetology licensees to receive credit for portions of their cosmetology education when seeking a barber license. This would be similar to crossover license regulations that have been successfully implemented in other states. In summary, this bill will allow individuals to have certain kinds of related education to seek a South Dakota barber license to receive credit for the education they've already received. Would allow a licensed cosmetologist to complete crossover hours in a South Dakota licensed barber school instead of having to travel out of state for the hours and curriculum, which they're currently doing. This is already happening, but they're going out of state. It will allow South Dakota barber schools to accept related education earned in a non-barber school, such as cosmetology, toward the barber education and licensure. And it authorizes the barber board through rule to set criteria for the acceptance of hours and education from other institutions. And I want to, this isn't really part of the bill, but for the first time in over 30 years, a barber school is opening in South Dakota in Rapid City in early March. So before now, it wouldn't have been possible because there was no place to go to school in South Dakota. They were required to go out of state. So with that, thank you for your consideration, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 13? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 13? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I'm going to open up committee questions. Are there any questions of the committee? Representative Sullivan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would assume that you would do the same thing with the cosmetology when it comes to the rules and making sure there's a time frame within for the education.
Yes, we would. We really anticipate in most cases it's going to be someone who is currently a licensed cosmetologist practicing in the field. And generally what's happening is a lot of cosmetologists are wanting to become barbers. They want to be able to do straight edge shaves, and which they can't do under the cosmetology license. And they want to learn the barber style of a haircut, which differs somewhat from a cosmetology style of haircut. So in other states, the way that has generally worked, the barber board sets a certain number of hours and the curriculum requirements. So it would be hypothetically something in the neighborhood of take 300 hours, maybe half of that is in the straight edge shaving and half in the barber style of haircuts, because the cosmetologist has already learned all of the chemical processes and the safety and infection control and biology and anatomy, but then still have to take the boards to become fully licensed.
Representative Sullivan, does that answer your question? Any further questions? And just a note to the committee, don't be afraid to ask questions, because I already picked the person to carry this bill. So it doesn't matter who asks the next question. Are there any other questions on Senate Bill 13? Are there any other questions? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony, open it up to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 13. Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move due pass.
Motion from Representative McCleary on due pass on Senate Bill 13. That's seconded by Representative Sullivan. Comments on that motion, Representative McCleary.
I would. Thank you. I mean, let's take a look at this. It's a crossover hours to become barbering. And I think anybody that's taken a look at that in their communities, it's almost a dying breed. So this is a great inspiration. And the first time in 30 years we've got something, you know, somebody that's going to do that and it's going to open up in Rapid City. Great deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative McCleary. Are there any other comments on the due pass motion? Any other comments? Seeing none, the question is due pass on Senate Bill 13. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Beal.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Gibbons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Wangsness.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
We have 13 yay.
Having an affirmative vote of the committee, Senate Bill 13 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And without objection, I want to place this on the consent calendar. Any objection? Seeing none, Senate Bill 13 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation be placed on consent. Representative Johnson, would you carry the barbering bill? No. Just answer questions on this one. And let me, if I can, just for the students that are here today specifically, you've heard me mention consent calendar and assigning out the bill. Number one, these bills come to us without a legislative sponsor on these. They come to us from, like, the governor's office, Department of Labor. We call them agency bills. So somebody, if they pass committee, has to carry them to the floor. That means when they get to the floor, answer questions, tell the rest of us or the rest of the House members and Senate members what the bill's about. What I do when the bill passes is I assign it to a member of the committee to be responsible for that bill when it goes to the floor. It's got to have discussion down there. Now, when we move it on consent, we don't have debate. These bills on consent, we don't have debates. They're all lumped some together. We might have five or six bills tomorrow on consent calendar. You can ask questions, but we don't debate the bills. These are ones that do not have anybody opposed to them whatsoever. No opposition testimony, no nay votes up here. That means they're simple bills. They make a lot of sense to everybody. We don't want to spend a whole lot of time. It's an efficiency measure. Thank you, Representative Will Adson. Makes sense. And so what I've done is I've appointed members of the committee to carry these in case there's a question on the floor. They're responsible for answering the questions. And then when we do get into our caucuses, somebody's got to explain the bill to members of the caucuses. What the bill's about and why it's such a good bill, why they should vote for it. So that's what we're doing. And with that last one there, it's a Senate bill. They passed it out. They put it on consent calendar on the other side. They didn't see anything wrong with it. We heard testimony today. Nobody was opposed to it. So we're placing it on the consent calendar, and I asked Representative Johnson to be responsible for the questions that may arise on this and to explain it to his caucus. So hopefully that makes sense. No, thank you, Representative Johnson. And with that, we will move to our last bill of the day. House Bill or Senate Bill 23, an act to repeal high school graduation or equivalent requirement for certain licensed professionals. With that, the chair will ask for proponent testimony on Senate Bill 23.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Graham Wee. I am here to speak in support of Senate Bill 23, and I'm with the Department of Labor and Regulation. Senate Bill 23 repeals the requirement of providing proof of high school diploma or equivalency when proof of higher education is also required. This bill comes as a result of the directive of Governor Noem to the Department of Labor and Regulation to conduct a professional and occupational licensure review. As part of that review, it involved identifying and eliminating unnecessary barriers to licensure. Currently, applicants in the fields of advanced life support, chiropractic, optometry, nursing, pharmacy, funeral services, and cosmetology must provide the licensing agency with proof of two levels of education in order to obtain a license, the high school education and the post-secondary or technical education. In some cases, such as with applicants for cosmetology, proof of high school education or its equivalent might be impossible due to where the applicant is from or attended high school. This proof of requiring two layers of education is an unnecessary burden that prolongs the application process and does not serve a public safety purpose. It only creates one more hurdle to obtaining a professional license. Repeal of this requirement is a positive step towards eliminating burdensome regulations. I ask for your favorable consideration and stand by for questions.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 23? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 23? Any opponents? Seeing none, I'm going to open it up to committee questions. Any questions of the committee? Representative Wagnus.
Mr. Chairman, question. So you've pointed out a few industries and stuff where they're required to it. Are there industries within the state that do not require the high school proof of high school to be licensed and accredited?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Wee.
The professions named off are the only professions under Title 36 that require advanced education that would also require proof of the underlying high school. So, yes.
Follow-up. So what sort of professions currently do not, just to kind of clarify for everybody, which ones do not require that two level so we can kind of put this in perspective?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Physicians would not need to require or would not need to provide proof of high school education.
I'm sorry, I had a question up here. Anyways, follow up? Are you done? Okay. Sorry, we're in a little conference here on a possible amendment we may need. So, further questions? Seeing none, I do want to, for those that have paper, go to page 2. If you've got your laptop, go to page 2 and go down to lines, well, basically 25 through 27. You'll notice that there was an overstrike through subsection 4, the number 4, on line 25. But we did not change, or when this was drafted, they did not change on line 27 the 5 back to a 4. So I would imagine, I don't know if code counsel or somebody can fix this, if it's or if we have to do it through amendment. Okay, we'd have to. The chair would entertain an amendment to change the 5 on line 27 to a 4. Would any, Representative Perry moves to amend with on line 27, page 2, striking the 5 and inserting a 4. Everybody understand that? Yes, sir. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Milstead. Representative Perry, do you want to comment on that or just?
No. The answer is, Mr. Chair, when the chairman gives a directive that is that clear and that articulate, as a member of this committee, you just automatically want to move in that direction. So I think it was a wise counsel.
Remember that. Thank you. Any other any comments on the motion to amend?
Yes.
Point of order. Oh, wait a minute. Thank you, Representative Beal. Okay, any discussion on this motion? Hearing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor of amending page 2, line 27, as indicated, the motion to amend. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Bill is so amended. Hit that for me. Thank you. Okay, we are now to... Are there, before I close public testimony, are we down to any further questions? Seeing none, we are now to discussion and or action on Senate Bill 23 as amended.
Sure.
Representative Gosch.
Do pass as amended.
We have a motion from Representative Gosch, do pass as amended on Senate Bill 23, and that's seconded by Representative Archbeal. Any comments on that, Representative Gosch? No comments? Representative Beal, do you have a comment?
I think it's a great idea.
So you've been listening to Representative Perry?
I plan on voting for this bill.
Thank you. Any other questions on the do pass motion? Any other comments? Hearing none, the question is, do pass on Senate Bill 23 as amended? All in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
McCleary.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Gibbons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Wangsness.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Willardson.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
13-8.
Have an affirmative vote of the committee. Senate Bill 23 is amended to move to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Without objection, now I'm going to put it on consent calendar. Any objection?
I don't believe you can since we amended it.
No, you can't.
If it's a friendly amendment.
If it's a friendly amendment, you can. There's no opposition, so. Without objection, this will be placed on the consent calendar. Hearing none, Senate Bill 23 will be placed under the consent calendar to do pass recommendation as amended. And Representative Ms. Gibbons, I think I'll let you answer questions on this one on the floor, should there be any.
Okay.
You look very like you were paying a lot of attention there, so
thank you.
Well, we are actually done for the day. I probably could have put three or four more bills on. Sorry I didn't. Where?
Mr. Chair.
Representative McCleary.
Thank you.
McCleary.
Yeah, I don't know if Mr. Graham Wee is still here.
Yes.
I do want the committee to know he's a graduate of Sisseton High School. Thank you.
Sisseton graduated people?
We did, especially in his age.
Well, he does a good job for the department, so thank you.
And, Mr. Chair, I would move we adjourn.
We have a motion from Representative McCleary to adjourn, seconded by Representative Sullivan.
Mr. Chair, I had a question.
We got a motion made, seconded. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Chair's in doubt. The motion fails. I think it was louder. Representative Beal, do you have a comment? Question?
I
I referred to you as speaker, you know, because I thought you were kind of acting that way a little bit. All right, buddy.
Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Roosevelt students, the other half of you are in the Judiciary Committee.
They're done too?
Yeah.
No, the Judiciary was standing room only, so we had to go to another one.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I didn't see that you were here, but...
Well, we are waiting. The chair wants to entertain another motion. Representative McCleary, do you have another motion?
I move we adjourn.
We have a motion from Representative McCleary to adjourn, seconded by Representative
Sullivan.
All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
We are adjourned.